Nolte, poll shows Trump holding on to working class voters against Joe Biden. By John Nolte on May 13, 2019. The latest polling of six key battleground states shows President Trump holding on to his working class base against former Vice President Joe Biden. After Biden announced his presidential bid, WPA Intelligence conducted a poll of Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin and found Trump leading overall in those six states by a margin of 46-44%, reports the Washington Examiner. In the individual states, Trump leads in four: Wisconsin, 46-42%, Florida, 48-44%, Iowa, 49-44%, and Texas, 49-42%. In Pennsylvania, Trump is down only by a single point, 45-46%. In Michigan, he is down 3 points, 42-45%. Within the poll, Trump is only down 3 with independents, 40-43%. But among blue-collar voters, no college education with income under $75,000, Trump is up 26 points, and that is one group of voters Biden is counting on to become the next president. Overall, within all six states, Trump ties Biden for women aged 18 to 54, 46% each, and beats Biden with women 55 and older, 46-41%. Trump enjoys a 10-point lead with men 18 to 54, 51-41%, and a 3-point lead with men over 55, 47-44%. The poll was taken between April 27 to 30 and surveyed 200 likely voters in each of the six states. No margin of error is available. The good news for Trump is that he is holding onto his base and winning in several key states. What's more, Trump is easily within striking distance, or ahead, in the states he will need to win re-election against an opponent. Biden, who has not been tested yet, who has barely engaged in battle, who is an untouched and unsullied cipher, as opposed to a candidate with real proposals, policies, and a vision. When you look at the ringer Trump has been run through over the last 3 years and still see him doing this well against Barack Obama's former vice president, a man who is only speaking platitudes and has yet to face any real opposition, either in the Democrat primary or from Trump, that does not bode well for Biden, who tends to collapse into a gaffe-tastic puddle of goo once the pressure mounts. As a much younger and more vibrant man, Biden, who turns 78 this year, has twice run for president, 1988 and 2008, only to flame out each and every time. Also helping Trump is the debunking of the Russia collusion hoax. This removed the cloud over his presidency. And now, Trump is seen as a normal president, a man duly elected as opposed to a cheater and virus planted by the Russians. This means Trump will be seen more and more just like every incumbent is seen, as a sitting president who will be judged on his record. If the economy holds through next year, this will bode well for Trump as it has for every incumbent president running on a good economy. All Democrats will have to run on is their idea of decency. But asked Bob Dole how well that worked in 1996 or Hillary Clinton how well it worked in 2016. And what does Biden have to offer the working class, who were forgotten and even sneered at during the Obama-Biden years? Are America's working class really going to want to go back in time to the same Obama era that wrote them off as bitter clingers, that said their jobs are gone and not coming back, that told them to learn computer coding? What the working class see in Trump is something they have not seen from Republicans or Democrats in decades, someone who actually cares about them and who is fighting every single day for them. Biden has no record to run on in this regard. The Obama years were a disaster for the working class. He can swagger around with anecdotes about riding on the train, but that is symbolic nonsense compared to Trump renegotiating NAFTA and battling with China over tariffs. Someday Biden will have to come out of his crouch, stop sitting on his lead in the Democrat primary, and actually start engaging, communicating, explaining, and being more than just a symbol. But that is what makes this poll so fascinating. Even in that ideal position, which cannot last, Trump is in good shape to beat creepy sleepy Joe. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.